Now that we know how to determine the number of KCs and assessment questions required in the course, let's learn distribution of assessment questions in sets. Suppose the seat time of a course is 50 minutes and this course has 5 learning objectives, then we need 5 assessment questions for this course, 1 question for each learning objective. As we know, we need to create 3 sets of assessment questions, i.e., 15 questions, for the assessment pool. In this case, we need to create 3 questions mapping to each learning objective. Let's consider sample 2. Seat time of the course is 50 minutes and this course has 3 learning objectives. In this case also we need to create 5 assessment questions. Here we need at least 1 question for each learning objective. So, possibilities are to have 2 questions for 2 of the learning objectives, as shown in the example, or 3 questions mapping to 1 learning objective and 1 question each for other 2 objectives. Suppose we create 2 questions for LO1 and LO3 and 1 question for LO2, then we need 6 questions for LO1 and LO3 and 3 questions for LO2. This equally distributed in 3 sets. Let's consider another sample. The seat time of this course is 70 minutes and has 5 learning objectives. In this case we need 7 assessment questions for each set, i.e., 21 questions for assessment pool. Here, we have number of combinations to map the learning objective to create assessment questions. So, whichever combination we use, same number of questions should be present in all the 3 sets. Refer the table. For LO3 we are creating 2 assessment questions, then we need 6 questions for assessment pool, 2 questions for each set. In summary, we cannot change the combinations of number of questions mapping to each learning objective in all the 3 sets.